Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at the Villages at Oak Ridge. Today, our guest is Tracy Cook from the Powerhouse in Washington. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Dwayne. Morning, Shakeup. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Powerhouse is something you could talk about. We could spend the whole program, all 3 hours, talking about the Powerhouse. We were just, before we went on the air, it's really close to your heart, isn't it?
That's for sure, yes. I've been there for 7 years previously, and now I'm back as executive director. Met my wife there, got engaged there, got married there, so it's good.
And you started going when you were 17?
That's right, yeah.
And so 20 years the Powerhouse has been serving this community. Isn't that awesome? And it just, each and every day, you see so many faces come through. It's just it's a cool place for teens to hang out.
It is. It is a safe place for teens to come 7th through 12th grade after school. We serve a warm meal. We definitely do a lot of programming and stuff to get kids involved and active. So it's an amazing place to be a part of, an amazing thing to see as kids grow up and through the Powerhouse.
Talk about some of the things you got going on. And I know as you step in, you just started as of last Monday or this?
That's right, Monday, yeah. Yeah, last Monday.
I'm sure you got some ideas of what you want to do in the future, too.
For sure, yeah. So right now, we've got a federal food program going on, which is amazing. It allows us to serve like a warm meal after school, a snack. And also, we're doing things outside because it feels great. It's going to be a little warm this week, so we might do some things inside. But we just try to engage in certain types of activities. That way, we can engage in conversation. And once conversation gets going, we're able to build that trust with kids that we can actually push them in a positive direction.
And homework help, you always provide that too, right?
Always, as long as it's not over my head. But yeah, always, always.
Then let's face it, that's getting sooner and sooner, it seems like.
That's for sure. I've been out of school for a little while now.
So Powerhouse, of course, it is a nonprofit organization, and you got a big event coming up you want to talk about this morning.
That's right. So you mentioned it a little bit. The Powerhouse has been here for 20 years. We started in 1999, so we're doing a 20-year celebration October 19th. 5 to 9 p.m. Bring your own chair. We're going to have past directors, Dean Loniger, Nathaniel Rainey, some of the teens that have went through that aren't teens anymore, but they went through coming back to speak about what the Powerhouse has meant to them. So kind of a past thing, but then we're also going to talk about the future and what we plan on doing and what the Lord will allow us to do. So we're going to have a turkey strip dinner. Also, trying to get together some of the guys who started a band back when the Powerhouse, they were going through the Powerhouse, to come and play for us. Kids are flying back. They're not kids anymore. Sorry, they were kids when I was there, but they're flying back to come and be a part of that. So the community's invited also, but definitely everybody who's just had their hand in the Powerhouse throughout the years is more than welcome to come. We'd love to have them.
October 19th, that's going to be a Saturday, just a few weeks away. And do you need to pre-register or anything?
Nope, just show up. It's going to be, again, at the Powerhouse. Just show up, come on in. We'll be in the backyard there.
And for those not familiar with the location, we should say where you're at, too.
That's right, yeah, 709 East Main Street. So right across from the new Hudsons. They took over Greenwoods, obviously, right across the street from there.
Great place. Again, statistics have shown that the whole mission behind the Powerhouse, statistics show that those teenage years, especially middle school years, so impressionable, and kids, after school especially, they've got that free time. It's a tough time.
3 to 6 time is actually the most at-risk time for teens that age.
And the Powerhouse provides a nice, safe environment for them to go hang out, do homework, participate in games, enjoy a great meal. The sky's the limit, really. And if the kids have ideas, you always welcome their ideas, too.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We can do all that we want to do, but definitely want to engage with the kids. So trips happen. We've been to Smokies in Tennessee and whitewater rafting and those things, because a lot of kids, including some people still adults here, have never even been outside of really Indiana or Washington, for that matter. So it gives them a little culture, little things to see.
Tracy Cook is the new executive director of the Powerhouse in Washington. Look for big things to come and continue as the Powerhouse celebrates 20 years serving the teens in our community. Tracy, anything else we need to throw in this morning?
Yeah, one more thing I would have to mention is Tanner McPherson and Whitney Clinton are also just started last Monday, and they are the admissions directors there, and it wouldn't be possible without those two also with me. So
got a great team in place, it sounds like. Well, Tracy, thanks for stopping by to share the information this morning. They can follow the Powerhouse. You got a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page, yeah. I wish I would know that offhand, but you can just search Washington Powerhouse and it'll pop up. And we're going to be ramping that up here shortly. So.
All right. Well, best of luck in the new venture. Appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5 is service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge.